So whenever we look at these quotes, we can compare them and figure out what words mean. Look at Isaiah 52:7. It says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace." Well, this is quoted in Romans 10:15, "And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written," going back to Isaiah, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring glad tidings of good things." So according to the Bible, the word gospel means glad tidings or good news. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. The gospel's good news. You say, well, why is the gospel good news? You know, what is so good, what's so glad of a message about the gospel? Well, the great news is that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Because we are condemned, we are guilty, we have sin in our lives, every single one of us. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Obviously, there's a punishment associated with that. There's a condemnation associated with that. But the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for our sins. He paid our punishment for us so that if we would just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd be saved. He died, he was buried, and rose again. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins." And this is exactly what it said in Matthew chapter 1, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." It says that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So according to 1 Corinthians 15, the gospel of Christ is specifically the message that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again. That's the gospel. So gospel in general means good news or glad tidings. Specifically, when we're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is the fact that he died for our sins, that he was our substitute, that he took our place, he took our punishment, he is our propitiation. We just believe on him and all our sins are forgiven, the Bible says, through faith in his blood.